Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Good evening, gold medal basketball fans, and welcome to KINY's coverage of the 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament. Our next game coming up, game number 19 of day three, it's the women's bracket, POW versus Cake, Prince of Wales Island. For POW, players on the roster, Elizabeth Isaacs, Lillian Borromeo, Cassie Ledines, Kenai Holian, Marie Yates, Molly Sharp, Liz Thompson, Nanny Weimer, Michaela Demert, Vanessa James, Tina Steffen, and McKinley Holian. Over on the Cake roster, their squad is made up of Louise Kadake, Micah Nix, Mamie Crooks, Courtney James, Willow Jackson, Charlie Johnson, Tanessa Ashenfelter, Paulette Acevedo, Crystal DeWitt Narino, Heather Gotti, and Chelsea Lewis. So this will be the first game of the tournament for Cake, the second one for POW. As the way the brackets break out here, the winner of this ball game will face Haynes in the winner's bracket on Thursday the 21st at 6 p.m. Fans, as we get started here, we want to give a special shout-out to all of our sponsors that make tonight's broadcast possible. A big thank you to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. My name's Scott McAdams. I'll be on the call tonight. Please stay tuned. We'll be back with the tip-off here after this 60-second commercial break.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at junoauto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back to the gym. We're broadcasting live here from the George Houston Gymnasium at Juno Douglas High School. We're about to tip off again. This is the women's bracket, Prince of Wales Island versus Cake, and we're about to get this thing started. Cake in their white unis with black trim. Keek Kwan on their jerseys, the traditional Tlingit name for the village of Cake versus Prince of Wales Island. People from Klawak, Heidelberg, and Craig on the squad. Tip goes to Prince of Wales, getting things started. Setting up at the point is Nanny Weimer. She'll swing it around to the right wing. Dribbling pass back out to Weimer. She attempts a three-point shot. It's long. It's good. Count it for three. Nanny Weimer to get things started. 3-0. POW leads Cake within the first minute of play. Cake. A dribble and shoot. No good by Cake. Rebound. Prince of Wales in transition. They have numbers. It's a 3-on-1. The dish. And stolen away by Cake. One too many passes. Now Cake's in transition, and they get the ball stolen back in the possession of Prince of Wales. Nanny Weimer at the point, looking to distribute. In fact, instead, she'll pull up for a three, no good. Long rebound secured by Chakes number one, Luis Kadake. Kadake passes to their point, number 14, Willow Jackson. Jackson back to Kadake. Kadake back to Jackson. Jackson shoots. It's up, no good. Rebound, POW. Weimer looking down court. Has someone open. Pull-up jumper. Count it good. Number 10 for POW. That's Kenai Holian for two. And it's a 5-0 lead for POW as we get things started. Thanks for tuning in to game 19 of 42 here on KINY during this historic 75th anniversary of one of the longest continuing adult basketball tournaments anywhere. A lay-in missed attacking the basket was Weimer. However, she kicked it out to Holian, and she'll drain a three-pointer for Prince of Wales. So that's a quick 5 points for Kenai Holian and an 8-0 lead for Prince of Wales. First ball game of the tournament for Cake, an odd number of, looks like, seven total women's teams, so Cake had a bye until today. Three-point attempt, counted good for Cake, looking for the jersey number. Number's only on the back, so another three-point shot by Holian, no good for Prince of Wales. Rebound Cake. The three-pointer made for Cake by number 13, Courtney James. Cake down on the block is their point guard. Rebound Weimer. And Weimer's running. She's got a three on two. She'll slow down. Passes to the corner. Corner dribbles up to the top of the key with a floater. No good for Holian. Rebound Cake. Ball is outletted to Courtney James. Swung back around to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson passes to the post. Three-point attempt up and no good by Crystal DeWitt Marino. Prince of Wales attacking the basket. One too many passes, gets blocked by Cake. Stepping into the passing lane was Crystal DeWitt Marino for the steal. Back at the top of the key, Willow Jackson putting up her fingers, getting an offensive play started. Man-to-man defense being played by Prince of Wales. They're in black. Cake with the white jerseys. Top of the key, Mamie Crooks. Back to Jackson. Willow Jackson's going to drive, attack the baseline, puts up a lay-in, no good, rebound, Holian, and Holian gets it into the hands of their point guard, Weimer, and Weimer will get things set up. Back to Holian. Holian on the left wing. She'll pass to the corner. It's Romeo. She passes. Shots up. No good. Rebound Weimer. No good. Another rebound. And cleaning up the glass for POW is Marie Yates for two. That puts POW up 10-3. Fans, we have a timeout on the floor. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and, of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family-owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the George Houston Gym. Cake timeout results in a quick turnover out of bounds. Prince Wales basketball. Weimer, top of the key. She swings it around to the left corner. Driving shot up. No good. POW number 23, Michaela Demert. And Demert, basket's no good. However, she will be at the line to shoot two for Prince of Wales. POW, again, this is their second game of the tournament. Their first game, they were victorious against Huna on Monday night. First shot's up. First shot rattles around, no good. Michaela Demert at the free throw line. She's going to try one more here. Shots up. A bit long. Rebound takes Crystal DeWitt-Narino. She'll outlet to Luis Kadake. Back to DeWitt-Narino. DeWitt-Narino from the corner of the free throw line. A bit of a off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Weimer. Weimer getting things set up. Three-pointer on the catch and shoot from the wing. No good by POW. Rebound Cake. In transition. And a long pass. A little bit strong. Pass by Cake's number 13. Courtney James goes out of bounds. On the floor for Cake right now, Louise Kadake, Mamie Crooks, Courtney James, Willow Jackson, and Crystal DeWitt-Narino. On the opposite side, Lillian Borromeo, Kenai Holian, Marie Yates, Zanny Weimer, and Michaela Demert, the starters for POW. POW, pass down to the block, back out to the wing, shots up inside the two-point line. A nice arcing shot made by Kenai Holian, and she's got seven. POW 12, Cake 3. We're about halfway through the first period of play. Cake to the right wing, back to the top of the key. It's Kadake. Kadake to Jackson. Willow Jackson tries the three-pointer. No good. Rebound Holian. Holian gets the ball stripped away, putting it back up. No good. Rebound Prince of Wales again. And it was a scrum. Looks like it was last touched by POW. So nice hustle on the rebound effort by Cake. And they'll be in possession of the ball under their own hoop. Inbounding the ball, DeWitt-Narino has the ball stolen away. POW in transition, out to the corner. Shot by Holian, no good. Rebound tipped by Jackson into the hands of DeWitt-Narino. And she'll dribble down. Thinks about a three-pointer, doesn't. Instead, she'll hand it off to Courtney James. Courtney James looking inside, trying to hit the high post. However, stolen by Prince of Wales. In transition is Molly Scher. And she'll drive straight to the basket. So Molly Scher into the ball game. That's Molly Sharp. My apologies on that. Molly Sharp with the bucket. 14-3. Another timeout on the floor, fans. Keep it locked. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Basketball fans, you are tuned in to the 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament being broadcast live from the George Houston Gymnasium here at Juno Douglas High School. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. And Cake basketball as Louise Kadake crosses the timeline. She'll swing it to the left wing, back to the top of the key. Checking out the ball game is Tanessa Ashenfelter. She's up high. Swings it back to the right wing. Driving, dishing, and a three-point shot by Kadake. That's no good. Rebound on the inside. Put it back up. Count it good. Crystal DeWitt-Narino for two, and that makes 5 points for Kadake to POW's 14. 3 minutes left to go here in the first. Weimer swings it to the wing, back to Weimer at the top of the key. Weimer. She gets it to Molly Sharp. And Molly Sharp drives with a nice floater, and that's good for two. 16 points now for POW to Cakes 5. Molly Sharp again on the bucket. That's her fourth point of the ballgame coming off the bench. Kadaik, top of the key. She's running the offense, looking to make something happen here. Gets a screen, picks up her dribble. With the give and go, a nice thought, a little bit high of a pass, goes off the fingertips of Kadaik. It'll be a POW basketball. POW, Weimer crosses the timeline, playing the point, picks up her dribble, swings it to Demmert. Demmert back to Weimer. Weimer hits the high post, back to Sharp. Sharp's going to drive. She's going to shoot a little bit off, misses, rebound Cake. Mamie Crooks. False pass to Chelsea Lewis. Chelsea Lewis dribbles up to the left wing, back to Crooks at the top of the key. Crooks. Going to get fouled, a reach-in, an attempted steal there by Lillian Borromeo. They'll remain in the possession of Cake on their own side of the timeline in their own half court. Top of the key, Chelsea Lewis. She passes to DeWitt Nerino. DeWitt Nerino to Crooks. Try to pass inside. Borromeo with a steal. She gets fouled. So it'll be POW basketball on the sideline. Ball's inbounded to Weimer. Weimer setting things up, swings it around to Borromeo. Borromeo back to Weimer. Weimer's going to try a three-pointer. Count it. It's good. Nanny Weimer with her second three-pointer of the game, and that's a 19-5 lead now for POW over Cake. Ball's passed to Chelsea Lewis up at the top of the key. She's going to pass inside. Back to Lewis. Lewis going to pull up in the middle of the lane. That's a miss. Rebound, Prince of Wales. McKinley Julian with the rebound. She gets in the hands of the point guard, Weimer. Weimer passes all the way to Borromeo in the corner. Back up to the wing. Back to Weimer. Weimer's going to launch another three-pointer. That's a bit off. In for the rebound. It's a scramble. No jump ball maintained by Cake. Chelsea Lewis going to take the ball across the timeline. 56 seconds left to go in the first period. 19-5. POW leads. Cake. Pass to the high post. DeWitt Nerino. Swings it around. Three-point attempt up. A bit off. The miss by Tanessa Ashenfelter. Rebound. Weimer in transition to Borromeo. Borromeo with a lay-in. Count it. It's good. A quick bucket by Lillian Borromeo for Prince of Wales. 21-5, POW leads Cake. Mamie Crooks crosses the timeline, and she'll get fouled. She kind of jump-stopped at the top of the key and got fouled from behind. A little bit maybe inadvertent, nevertheless. A foul. Checking into the ballgame for Cake is Micaiah Nix. Mamie Crooks tries a long shot from the corner. No good. Rebound. Weimer in transition. Going coast to coast. Missing. Rebound Sharp. She's battling inside down on the low block. And there's a jump ball. Nice defensive play by Cake's Micaiah Nix. Also checking back in the ball game is Courtney James for Cake. As well as Charlie Johnson. Fans, that's the end of the first quarter. Your score from the George Houston Gymnasium and the gold medal basketball tournament. We've got POW 21, Cake 5. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back after the 60-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Welcome back to the gym. Second period play underway here. A quick turnover by POW. Cake basketball as Mamie Crooks tries to get things set up. She passes to Kadaik. Kadaik with a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. No good. Back to Kadaik. She tries again. No good. Rebound, Weimer. She's going to look down court to Holian. Holian with a shot up and good. Kenai Holian with 9 points so far on the ball game. 23-5, getting things underway here in the second period of play. Cake, Micaiah Nix to Kadaik. Kadaik looks inside. The cutter was Mamie Crooks, who received the pass, put up a shot, got fouled, didn't make it. Nevertheless, at the line, shooting two for Cake, number 11, Mamie Crooks. Crooks' first free throw is up. No good. Folks, we appreciate you listening on the radio. Would also encourage you, if you have not, please do stop by the gym here at the George Houston Gymnasium. And Crooks' second free throw is good for her first point of the ballgame. 23-6, POW leads Cake. POW, Weimer to Holian, back to Weimer at the top of the key. Weimer fakes the pass, gets it to Borromeo. Borromeo gets a cutter. Three-point shot is good for POW. That's number 23, Michaela Demert. And Michaela Demert with her first points of the basketball game. Crooks dribbles, pulls up and shoots, missed, no good. POW rebound, back into the hands of Weimer, the point guard. Weimer passes, crosses the timeline. Gets it to Holian. Holian launches a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound inside by POW. Back out to Borromeo. Borromeo hits Weimer. Back to Borromeo. She's going to try a three-point catch-and-shoot shot. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Goes a bit long. Maintained by POW. Holian tries another shot. Rebound to Kadaik. And Cake is back in action. Bringing the ball across the court is Courtney James. She'll get a screen and dish to the corner. Back to the wing. Crooks, top of the key, almost had the ball stolen, picks up her dribble, looking for somebody to outlet to. She finds somebody, catch and shoot three-pointer, no good by Cake, rebound, Weimer, and POW is back in the offensive set as Weimer crosses the timeline. She drives all the way deep into the center of the key and dishes another shot by Holian from the corner of the free throw line. That's no good, rebound POW. Maria Yates. She'll pass it to Demert. Demert tries a shot. No good from the three-point line. Rebound to Dake. Cake basketball. Man-to-man defense being played by POW. Kadaik being guarded by Holian. Kadaik passing it around to Nix. Nix with the floater. No good. Rebound Demert. And an athletic play by Demert to put herself in position for the rebound. She gets fouled in the process. Foul was against Cake's number 44, Heather Gotti. Substitution for POW, checking into the ballgame, is number 33, McKinley Holian, as Weimer will have a seat. Her first break of the ballgame. Borromeo will take over the point guard duties as she crosses the timeline. Man-to-man defense. Actually, no, it looks like a diamond and a box and one defense. Three guards out high, two guards down low. A pass to a cutter. It's Holian, McKinley Holian, getting fouled as she cut and received the pass. So fouls on the floor, no shot. 26-6 with 6:58 left to go here in the second. The women's bracket, POW versus Cake. Cake in the lead. Sharp in the wing. She'll pass up top to Holian. Holian back to Sharp at the free throw line. Back to Holian. She'll dribble. Ball swings around to Demmert. Demmert back to Holy, and she's going to catch and shoot three-pointer. It's a bit short. Rebound, Cake. Charlie Johnson to Paulette Acevedo. Acevedo puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Sharp. Ball's rolling, recovered by Sharp, and she gets the ball tipped away. However, Holian's right there to retrieve it. Looking back inside to Sharp with a turnaround jumper on the block, and Sharp's going to get fouled. Foul will go against Cakes number 32, Paulette Acevedo, at the line shooting two for POW. Number 20, Molly Sharp. Sharp with 4 points in the first quarter. Sharp's first shot is up. It's a bit strong. 26-6, a 20-point lead here in the second period for POW over Cake. Here in women's gold medal play. Sharp with another free throw on the way. It's also no good. Rebound, Cake. Charlie Johnson on the rebound. A long pass to Kadake. Kadake does not like the numbers. However, she's going to dribble, drive, and try to shoot. That ball gets stripped away by McKinley Holian. To Borromeo, back to Kenai Holian. Kenai Holian tries a shot, no good, off the glass. A scrum on the floor for the rebound. Cake maintains possession, and Kadake will take the ball. Passes it to Acevedo. Acevedo attempted to pass. Jumping into the passing lane was Demmert for POW. Knocks it out of bounds. It will remain Cake basketball as they'll take it out at the sideline near the half-court line. Cake basketball, 26-6, POW over Cake, 5:30 left to go here in the first half of play. Cake basketball in the corner, dribble drive, the floater, it's up, no good, rebound by Cake, put it back up, count that one, number 33, Crystal DeWitt Narino with her fourth point of the ball game, eighth total point for Cake. Borromeo picks up her dribble on the wing, passes it to Sharp. Sharp top of the key, passes deep to the corner to Holian. Kenai Holian tries a three-pointer, count it! Number 10, Kenai Holian with her second three-pointer and her 12th point of the first half. 29-8. Courtney James, top of the key. Cakes Acevedo, going to dribble. A three-point attempt up and no good. Borromeo is going to get the rebound in transition. She outlets to Kenai. Kenai Holian with an easy lay-in for two. 31-8, POW leads Cake. 4:23 left to go in the second period. Louise Kadake playing the point, being guarded by Kenai Holian. She'll pass a three-point shot up and no good by Courtney James. Rebound, Borromeo. Lillian Borromeo looking inside. Sharp puts up a shot from about 10 feet. No good. Rebound, Heather Gotti for Cake.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment. From the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
A lay-in made by Lillian Borromeo for POW puts POW up 33-11. Kadake with a drive and shot from just inside the free throw line. Count that one good. Louise Kadake for her first 2 points of the ball game, and the 13th point for Cake. A 20-point lead, 33-13. POW leads Cake. Demmert to Borromeo. Borromeo with a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. McKinley Holian able to tip rebound. She'll dish it to who I presume is her sister, Kenai Holian, and she'll hit another three-pointer. So Kenai Holian on fire. She's got three three-pointers and three regular field goals here in the first half of play. Cake, a catch-and-shoot three-pointer, up and no good. Courtney James. Acevedo. She'll pass to the inside. Heather Gotti puts up a shot. That's no good. to 13. 2:05 left to go here in the first half of play. Substituting in the ball game is Chelsea Lewis for Cake. Three-point attempt by Cake, no good. Rebound, Weimer. An attempted pass to Borromeo, no good. We'll remain in possession of Prince of Wales. Taking the ball out of bounds, running inbound play, passes to Sharp. Swings it out. Driving the bucket and getting partially blocked was Michaela Demard. A drive by Cake. That was Willow Jackson. No good. Weimer in transition. She's back in the ball game. She'll outlet to Sharp right underneath the bucket. She puts up a shot. No good. Tipped by Weimer. Last touch by Prince of Wales. Cake basketball. Actually, officials confer, reverse that call. It's POW basketball. Weimer, a deep three, no good. Ceiling off was Cake. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Cake basketball. Inbound to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson will play the point as she slowly makes her way to the timeline and crosses it. 36-13, POW leads Cake. Heather Gotti. Gets it back to Jackson, pass to the inside, down on the block, and a nice dish right open right in the middle of the floor was Heather Gotti, but a nice assist from the block as a double team came down on Chelsea Lewis, so a wide open Heather Gotti on the dish from the post to the center of the key. POW basketball. Sharp, she'll try a jumper. No good. Rebound by number 11. That's Marie Yates. Stays in possession of the ball on the POW side. Sharp puts up a shot. She gets her own rebound. Back to Weimer, top of the key. Weimer swings it around to Demert. Michaela Demert. To Holian. Back to Weimer. Check that, Weimer. She tries a three-pointer, no good. A scrum on the court will result in a jump ball. So, nice hustle by both sides. Possession arrow in favor of Cake. 36-15. 2 seconds left to go here in the second period. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. And that is the end of two periods of play. Your score from Game 19, Day 3 of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, POW 36. Cake 15. Fans, my name's Scott McAdams on the call. Keep it locked right here. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your KINY halftime scoring summary.
Play-by-play action on KINY,
attention,
powered
seekers,
by
it's
Alaska
time to give
Airlines.
Your ride the attention
Club 49
it deserves.
Continues in a moment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Welcome back to the gym, basketball fans, and thank you for tuning in to KINY's live coverage. All of us at the station would like to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. A big thank you goes out to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto and Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. Again, a big thank you going out to all of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your KINY Halftime Scoring Report. So, with two periods in the books, POW leads Cake on the women's side here by a score of 36-15. Individual scoring over on the Cake bench, number one, Louise Kadake scored two. Mamie Crook scored two. Courtney James scored three. Paulette Acevedo scored 3 points. Crystal DeWitt Narino scored four. And Heather Gotti scored two again for a team total of 15 points. On the POW side, Lillian Borromeo scored 2 points. Kenai Holian scored 17, Marie Yates scored 2, Molly Sharp scored 4, Nanny Weimer scored 6 points, and Michaela Demert scored 3 for a total of 36 points. So again, this is still in the winner's bracket here. This is Cake's first game, POW's second game, 7 teams in the tournament, so Cake drew the card to have the bye. Nevertheless, POW with a commanding lead here at halftime. The winner of this game will go on to face Haynes on Thursday night at 6 p.m. to advance to the Saturday championship, the winner of the Haynes versus the winner of this game. Basketball fans, you're tuned into KINY. Thanks for listening. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. Keep it locked. We'll be back after this 30-second commercial timeout.
Now back to play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines. Club 49 continues in a moment.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kootsnawoo, Inc., we're not just managing assets. We're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kootsnawoo, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kootsnawoo, Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players. Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
Welcome back to the ballgame as we're about to get the third period of play underway. For you fans who are keeping score, keeping track, and following these games, please stay tuned after this game at 7:30 p.m. We have Masters Bracket Basketball, Pukwan versus Huna. That's at 7:30 p.m. tonight, following this basketball game. In the women's bracket, featuring POW versus Cake. 36-15, POW will get things started here in the third. Ball's inbounded to Weimer. Weimer going to get things started. She'll dribble down to the left corner, looking for somebody to pass to. She finds Holian. Kenai Holian, top of the key, swings it around to Demert. Michaela Demert tries to pass. Mamie Crooks jumping into the passing lane. And she'll move the ball forward here. Picks up, pulls up, tries a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Prince of Wales. And a foul on the rebound. Cakes number 33, Crystal DeWitt Narino. Foul on the floor. So remain POW basketball. Weimer crosses the midcourt line. And she's going to attack the basket, kick it back out. Three-point attempt by Holian, up and no good. Rebound, Kadake. Kadake looking to pass to Willow Jackson out in transition. Jackson going to pull up for a three-pointer. No good. Kadake on the rebound. She'll put up a nice floater. That's no good. Rebound, Cake. Back to Crooks, who puts up a three-pointer. That's not good. Rebound, Demert for POW, and she's in transition. She'll pull up, get it to Borromeo. Borromeo doesn't like what she sees. She dribbles it back out, passes the top of the key. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Holian, count it good. POW's number 10, Kenai Holian, with her 20th point of the ballgame on the three-point made. 39-15, 8:45 to go as we're just getting started here in the third. Willow Jackson picks up her dribble, top of the key. She'll swing it to the wing. Kadake dribbles to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, gets it to Mamie Crooks. Crooks tries a two-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, Kenai Holian. Holian's going to outlet to Demert. Demert picks up her dribble, gets it to Weimer. Weimer tries a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Kenai Holian. Holian's going to catch and shoot three-point. That's long. Mamie Crooks on the rebound for Cake, and she gets it to Kadake. As Louise Kadake going to get things going. Courtney James, she tries a three-pointer. That's no good. Tipped rebound to Borromeo. Borromeo using her speed. She's out in front of everybody, and she's going to kiss it off the glass for an easy two. Borromeo with a burst of speed, outrunning the rest of the floor for an easy lane. 41-15, POW leads Cake. Willow Jackson, she gets a screen. She's going to dish. Mamie Crooks, she's going to try a three-pointer. That's in and out of the rim. Rebound, Marie Yates, and Rates gets it to Weimer. Weimer, she's going to drive the bucket, gets blocked, gets her own, I would call it a rebound, follows up, puts it in off the glass, easy bucket. 8 points for Nanny Weimer. 43-15, 7 minutes to go here in the third. A catch-and-shoot three-pointer, no good. Borromeo on the rebound. She gets it to Weimer, and Weimer will run things from the point. Weimer for POW, stops at the top of the key, passes to Holian. Holian passes to the corner, three-point shot up, no good. Rebound, Weimer, and she'll dribble it back out. She rebounded down on the low box, dribbles it to the top of the key. Pass to Holian. Holian looking inside. Yates kicks it out to Weimer. Weimer back to Holian. Holian with a pull-up jumper from the middle of the key. Count it good. Kenai Holian with her 22nd point of the ball game. Willow Jackson, Mamie Crooks. Mamie Crooks being guarded tightly by Borromeo. Back to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson on the right wing. She's going to dribble to the midcourt, launches a shot. It's no good. Rebound, Kenai Holian. Holian to Weimer. Man-to-man defense being played by Cake. Weimer, she outlets to Demert. Demert to Borromeo. Borromeo going to drive and try a floater. That's short. Rebound by Cake. DeWitt Narino going to be met by a defender to pick up her dribble. She'll get it to Kadake. Kadake picks up her dribble, top of the key. Swings it to DeWitt Narino. Mamie Crooks, back to Kadake. Kadake dribbles to the free throw line, looks inside, nice pass, turnaround partially blocked, I believe, by Yates. Yates gets the rebound. Bucket's no good for Cake. Back into the hands of Weimer, and she'll run things from the point. Weimer outlets to Demmert. Demmert going to get a screen and dribble back up to the top of the key. Weimer back to Demmert. Demmert gets another screen. She dribbles down to the corner, looking inside, looking for somebody to pass to. She hits Weimer. Weimer tries the three-point shot. No good. Battling down low for the rebound. Secured by DeWitt Marino, and she outlets to Willow Jackson for Cake. 45-15 as we're near the midpoint of the third period. Willow Jackson attacks the basket, gets the ball swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll remain in the possession of Cake. Substitution for Cake checking back into the ball game is number 22, Charlie Johnson. Checking in for POW is number 20, Molly Sharp. Cake basketball inbounded to Kadake. Kadake looking inside, passes to the corner, back to Kadake. Kadake's going to dribble, attack the baseline, gets double teamed, kicks it back out to Willow Jackson. Jackson with a wide open shot. Count that good, 4-3. Actually, that's 13, Courtney James, and that's her second three-pointer. 45-18, Borromeo pulls up on the dribble, tries the three-pointer, no good, rebound Cake. It's Paulette Acevedo on the rebound. Cake basketball. Courtney James at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, looking for somebody to pass to. She finds DeWitt Narino. Narino hits a cutting to Dake. To Dake in the key, just inside the free throw line, is able to dish it. She gets it out to Heather Gotti. Heather Gotti puts up a floater. That's no good. Rebound, Borromeo. Borromeo outlets to Sharp. Sharp with a one-on-one, unable to matriculate the lay-in. Actually goes off the side of the backboard on the missed shot, out of bounds. It'll be Cake basketball. Ball's inbounded to Courtney James. Courtney James will get things started from the point. James being guarded by Weimer. Passes to Kadake. Kadake, top of the key, dribbles towards the right wing, looking inside. Tries to hit a cutter. Coming across was Acevedo, no good. Weimer to Holian. Holian with a pull-up jumper. That's no good. Rebound Cake. Cake going to get things set up offensively. Man-to-man defense being played by POW. Trying to back down is Paulette Acevedo. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Weimer. Weimer crosses the midcourt line. A wide open Holian underneath. An easy transition bucket for POW as Kenai Holian puts another field goal in the scorebook. Fans, we have a timeout on the floor. Keep it locked. We'll be right back after this 30-second commercial timeout.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub. Except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Gold medal basketball fans, welcome back to the George Houston Gymnasium, and thank you for tuning in. This is KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. This is Scott McAdams on the mic, and we're underway. Willow Jackson. Or Cake. She'll pass to the right wing. A give and go back to Jackson. She turns around with a jumper. Nice give and go. No good. Rebound POW. Outlet to McKinley Holian. Back into the hands of their point guard, Nanny Weimer. climber to Demmert, Demmert down low to McKinley, and McKinley holy in, tries a drop step post move, shots up no good, she gets her own rebound, puts it back up, gets fouled in the process, baskets no good, nevertheless shooting two from the free throw line for Prince of Wales Island, number 33, McKinley holy in. 47-18, POW leads Cake. First free throw's up. First free throw is good for McKinley. A minute 11 here to go in the third period. Looks like we got a running clock going here. Second free throw's up. Second free throw is good for McKinley. Cake basketball, Willow Jackson. Chelsea Lewis checking into the ball game for Cake. Jackson getting a screen, going to attack the bucket. And gets fouled on the shot. So a nice burst of athleticism to attack the basket by Willow Jackson. At the line, shooting two for Cake is number 14, Willow Jackson. ...49-18... Jackson, first free throw's up. First free throw is good. And that's Jackson's first point of the ball game. So we do, in fact, have a running clock here, 49-19. Jackson's second shot is up, and Willow Jackson makes her second free throw. Demmert to Weimer. Weimer back to Demmert. Guard to guard, top of the key. Sharp, she tries a jump shot right at the buzzer of the third. No good. Basketball fans, your score with three periods in the book. POW 49, Cake 20. You've been listening to live action here on KINY. This is the 75th gold medal tournament, founded in 1947. The gym is full. The lobby is full of all types of vendors and services and information. Even if you were to stop down, take a look at what's happening out in the lobby, would be worth a trip unto itself. Fans, we would like to extend our thanks to our sponsors. A big thank you goes out to Cycle Alaska, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, Glacier Gardens, The Mason Jar, Western Auto, Duck Creek Market, Kootsnawoo, Subway, Sea Alaska, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, North Star Auto Care, Carl's Auto and Marine, and the Juneau Auto Mall. Again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors for their support of the gold medal basketball tournament broadcast on the radio. So about to get the fourth period underway here. Cake will get things started. Willow Jackson at the point. Jackson tries a pass to the corner. Chelsea Lewis was wide open out there. However, the pass too strong. Out of bounds. Turnover. POW basketball. POW. Sharp. Swings it around to Demmert. Demmert, a bit isolated, gets it to Borromeo. Borromeo, top of the key. Back to Demmert. Demmert tries a two-pointer, foot on the line. Rebound by Borromeo on the weak side. They'll get things reset. Sharp to Borromeo. Borromeo, catch and shoot. Three-pointer is long. Rebound by Sharp. Nice hustle. She's going to put up a floater. That's a bit strong. Into the hands of Yates. She puts up a shot and rebounded by Cake. Charlie Johnson on the rebound for Cake as she outlets to Louise Kadake. And Kadake will cross the timeline. Man-to-man defense being played by POW. Kadake. Chelsea Lewis coming up to set a screen. She'll pass it to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson gets a screen from Lewis. Nice screen. Wide open shot for Jackson. No good. Air ball goes out of bounds. It'll be POW basketball. 8:30 left to go in the ballgame. 49-20, POW leads Cake. This is the women's bracket. The winner will go on to play Haynes in the next women's game. That game will happen on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Demmert swings it around to Sharp. Sharp hits Yates in the corner. Polian. Back to Demmert, to Borromeo. A little bit of a weave drill being played here with a commanding 29-point lead. Shot to the pass to the corner, jump shot up by Holian, no good. And a jump ball called. Actually, a foul. There was a reach-in foul. That will go against POW's number 3, Lillian Borromeo. Fake basketball. Willow Jackson at the point, hitting a screen from Lewis. She'll put up a jumper. It's a two-pointer. Rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound Holian. Holian's going to outlet to Sharp. Sharp crosses the timeline. It's a three-on-two. Sharp's going to pull up at the block. Get it to a trailing Holian. Holian dribbles up to the high post, tries a floater, no good. Kadake on the rebound, Kadake with the ball. Luis Kadake. Gets it to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson dribbles to the right corner, trying to make something happen. She passes it to the wing. It's Chelsea Lewis. Chelsea Lewis to Kadake. A cutting Kadake has her shot blocked. Rebound by Yates. Yates is going to go coast to coast for the lay-in, and it's good. So 4-2, number 11, Marie Yates, and that's her fourth point in the ballgame. 51-20, 6:30 left to go in the ballgame. Kadake, top of the key, inside to Lewis. Knocked out of bounds by Sharp, by POW. Substitution for Cake, checking back into the ballgame, is Micah Nix. And Tanessa Ashenfelter. So it'll be Cake basketball. Luis Kadake taking the ball out of bounds. Inbounds to Willow Jackson. Jackson with the pass. Catch and shoot. Three-point attempt by Ashenfelter. That's no good. It'll go out of bounds where the baseline meets the sideline. POW basketball. Yates inbounds to Holian. Holian crosses the timeline. Kenai Holian to Sharp. Sharp in the corner. Back to Demert at the top of the key. Demert to Sharp. Pass to Yates down in the post. Yates doesn't like what she sees. Kicks it back out to Sharp. Sharp to Borromeo. Borromeo to Demert. Demert on the left wing. Dribbles down to the baseline. Picks up her dribble. Back to Borromeo at the point. Borromeo to Kenai. Kenai back to Demert. Demert back to Yates. Yates hits a cutting Sharp. She'll try a shot. A bit of a hook shot, no good. She was deep behind the bucket near the baseline. Rebound Cake. It's Luis Kadake. She picks up her dribble. Gets it to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter inside. Turnaround hook shot, no good. From the post. Missed shot by Gotti. Rebound Yates. And POW is back on the offensive side of the ball. Of the court. Three-point attempt up and no good. Rebound by Nix. Nix to Willow Jackson. Willow Jackson going to attack the center of the floor. An eight-footer from the center of the key. No good. Rebound Weimer. Weimer outlets to Yates. Yates misses the lay-in. Follows her own shot. Misses the second shot. Rebound Cake. Ashenfelter gets it to Kadake. 51-20. 4:24 left to go in the ballgame. Kadake tries a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound battle between Nix and Demert. Nix comes up with it. Cake ball. She'll pass over to Kadake. Kadake tries a deep two-pointer. No good. Rebound secured by Yates for POW. She gets fouled on the rebound. Fouls on the floor. First team foul in the fourth period on Cake. It'll be POW basketball. Substituting back in for Cake, number 32, Paulette Acevedo, and Crystal DeWitt Marino. So Acevedo back into the ballgame, as is DeWitt Marino. Demert for POW dribbles to the corner of the free throw line, tries to hit McKinley Holian in the corner, but the problem being that McKinley Holian was starting to cut towards the key along the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Cake basketball. Catch and shoot three-pointer. Up and no good by Cake. Rebound Holian. She'll pass to Kenai Holian. So McKenzie to Kenai. Holian to the corner. Catch and shoot for Demert. That's a three-pointer. Count it good. Number 23, Michaela Demert with her second three-pointer. and sixth point of the ball game. 54-20, just under 3 minutes left to go in the game. Mamie Crooks. She was trying to pass the ball to Nix. A bit of a miscommunication goes out of bounds. POW basketball. Weimer will inbound to Kenai. Kenai Holian. Holian to Holian. It's McKenzie to Kenai. Back to McKenzie. She tries a two-pointer near three, but her foot was on the line. So that's her fourth point of the ball game. 56-20. POW leads Cake. A catch and shoot, three-point attempt. That's good. Charlie Johnson for Cake with her first point to the ballgame on the three, and that elevates Cake's score to 23. 56-23. Kenai to McKenzie, back to Kenai. Kenai Holian. Cross court to Sharp. Sharp trying to pass to McKenzie Holian in the corner. However, Nix jumped into the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds. It'll remain in the possession of Prince of Wales. 56-43, a minute 35 left to go. Weimer, catch and shoot, no good. Rebound Cake. DeWitt Norino. And a catch and shoot three-pointer off the bank. A bank shot for the 3 points. That's number 32, Paulette Acevedo for three. A dribble across the timeline and putting it up for her own three to match number 10, Kenai Holian, with another three. And trading three-pointers, Mamie Cooks dribbled across the timeline. So no passes on the last three-pointers. Mamie Cooks good for three. 59-29, 50 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Sharp to Weimer. Weimer top of the key to Holian. Kenai Holian, another three-pointer on the catch and shoot for Kenai Holian. That's her sixth three-pointer alone. Mamie Crooks going to do the same thing. She misses this time. Rebound Weimer. 21 seconds left to go. 62-29, POW leading Cake. And POW happy just to pass the ball around the perimeter here. Yates to Holian. Holian to Weimer. Back to Holian. Back to Weimer as the guards play catch at the midcourt. 4 seconds left to go. Kenai to McKenzie. Back to Kenai. And gold medal fans, that's a wrap. Your final score, Cake 29, Prince of Wales 62 in the victory for POW. So POW will advance here in the winner's bracket to take on Haynes, and that's a game on Thursday night at 6 p.m. So again, Cake 29, POW 62. Fans, you've been listening to live coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, the 75th edition, live from the George Houston Gymnasium at Juno Douglas High School. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with a postgame scoring report. And then at 7:30, we are scheduled for a tip-off in the Masters bracket, Huna versus Klukwan. Keep it locked. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juno Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves, a spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to KINY's coverage of the 75th Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, a premier tournament, both across all Lions clubs in America, and arguably any adult basketball tournament anywhere in the country. We'd like to take one more opportunity to thank our sponsors for making these broadcasts, and we're doing 42 of them here at KINY. A big thank you goes out to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Care, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawoo, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, The Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska. Gold Medal basketball fans, this is your KINY post-game scoring summary. So a victorious effort for POW, their second win in this tournament. This was Cake's first ball game. They drew the bye on a seven-team field. We'll start with individual scoring on the Cake side. Luis Kadaik had 2 points on the night. Mamie Crooks had four. Courtney James scored 6 points. Willow Jackson contributed two. Charlie Johnson had 3 points in their effort. Paulette Acevedo had six. Crystal DeWitt Narino scored 4 points. And Heather Gotti scored two for a team total of 29 points in the loss. Over on the victor's side, Prince of Wales, Lillian Borromeo had 4 points on the evening. Marie Yates had four. Molly Sharp had 4 points. Nanny Weimer had 8 points. Michaelia Demert had six. McKinley Holian had two. And leading all scorers with 30 total points, Kenai Holian leading the way in a 62-29 victory for POW over Cake. Gold Medal fans, keep it locked right here. We got a lot going on and one more game left tonight. This is a Masters Edition game featuring Huna versus Klukwan. Klukwan up near Hames. Happy to see these squads representing in the Masters tournament. So this Huna-Klukwan game, the winner will face Sitka on Thursday at 4:30. Looking forward to that. Gold Medal basketball fans, thank you for tuning in to our live coverage of the Gold Medal basketball tournament. My name is Scott McAdams on the call. Keep it locked right here. We have Masters basketball coming up at 7:30. Please do stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you.
You've been listening to Gold Medal basketball live from the KINY play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.